This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello everyone, this is Jeff, VK5JB, representing John, VK5RJ, for the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. First up, AHARS welcomes four new members, Darcy, VK5DS, Greg, VK5KFG, Paul, VK5AB, and Steve, whose call sign is yet to be notified. Steve, if you've been allocated your call sign, can you please drop me a line at secretary@ahars.au? A sincere welcome is extended to our new members, so please come up and join the AHARS 2-metre net on Monday night. It'll be good to hear you. Details are on our website. A few weeks ago, Rob, VK5RG, who resides in Anglicare at Westbourne Park, expressed an interest in a laptop. Daryl, VK5WDJ, kindly donated one, and it was delivered to Rob. It's taken a while for it to be connected to the Anglicare Wi-Fi, but that's now been done, and hopefully Rob's enjoying it. I know Mark from AREG will be advertising the AREG buy and sell coming up soon. AHARS will have a couple of tables there on the day, and we hope you shop with confidence with us. If you have any items surplus to requirements and want to donate them to AHARS for sale, please let me know at secretary@ahars.au. Space weather has been fairly quiet of late, but this is not going to last. Sunspot AR3842 exploded again on October the 3rd, producing the strongest solar flares of cycle 25 so far. The two CMEs are now heading towards Earth, one of X7.1 magnitude and the second of X9.1. The first was due to hit Earth on October the 4th and apparently caused HF blackouts over Africa. The second, stronger one, is predicted to hit on October the 6th, producing strong G3 class geomagnetic storms with auroras at mid-latitudes. Lastly, if you haven't adjusted your clocks for daylight saving time, you should do so. However, if you haven't done so, you probably think it's not 9 o'clock yet, and you'll miss this announcement. Anyway, 73 from AHARS for now, and see you next time.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Good day, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, and I've successfully adjusted my clocks to Central Australian Daylight Saving Time. Now, last Tuesday, the Northeast Radio Club had a successful activation at the Holden Hill Men's Shed. Tony, VK5FBIC, gave a pet talk about amateur radio to the members of the Men's Shed, and then they were treated to some on-air experiences on 40 metres and on the Link repeater network. So hopefully we may have enthused some members of the Men's Shed to get interested in our great hobby. So many thanks to Tony, VK5FBIC, Graham, VK5GM, and Neville, VK5ZMP, for this activity. Now, there's a lot happening this week at the Northeast Radio Club, as well as the Coffee Club at the Tea Tree Gully Library on Wednesday, and the F-Troop Net on the Link Repeater Network on Friday. Also, on Friday evening, there's the October meeting of the Northeast Radio Club. So, get to the Modbury West Community Hall at about 7:15pm for a 7:30pm start. Well, that's all for this week's news. I hope you're still keeping negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. AREG's next general business meeting is coming up on Friday the 18th of October, this month with a talk from Grant, VK5GR, on how to find and work rare DX stations using the new FT8 variants, such as SuperFox. Doors open at 7 p.m, with the presentation starting at 7:30 p.m. For our remote members, the meeting will be broadcast via Zoom, and the presentation will also be recorded for later viewing on YouTube. Finally, don't forget that AREG's Amateur Radio Car Boot Sale is coming up on Saturday the 26th of October. If you're looking to get rid of some of that highly valuable, pre-loved radio gear that's been taking up space in the shack, then make sure to contact us soon, as spaces are running out. This event will again be held at the David Roche Park, the Dogs SA facility in Kilburn, opening for sellers at 9:30 a.m. and buyers at 10 a.m. Our car park area will be packed with sellers, and I've also got a lot going on in the hall area, including sales and displays from local amateur radio clubs, lots of new radio goodies from Elite Communications and also now VK Radio, and you'll also be able to pick up your cards from the QSL Bureau. Outside the hall, the site canteen and coffee van will be available for food and drink, and there'll be microwave band demonstrations from Nick VK3BA and Ian VK5ZD, as well as EME demonstrations from David VK5KK. The entry fee will be $5 for buyers, $10 for a seller car park spot, with an extra $5 for a trailer spot. We're accepting bookings, so email vk5arg@areg.org.au to reserve your spot. As usual, for more information, check out the website at areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Good morning, fellow ham radio operators and hobbyists. This is VK5LSB, and my name is David, with some news and notes on behalf of YSAT Australia and its committee. A reminder for tonight, Sunday the 6th October 2024, the Wison SA Net will be held at 2100 hours local time, utilising the Adelaide Link Repeater Network, and we look forward to chatting to you all on the net tonight. For further clarification, please visit the Wison SA Facebook page for further details regarding this broadcast and Wison SA events updates. Our next Wison SA social get-together on Saturday the 23rd November 2024, where the guest speaker will be the CEO State Manager South Australia for Disaster Relief Australia, which is a national-based organisation, and how Wison SA may assist Disaster Relief Australia in the operations and deployment of equipment, which is all digital based, and is an exciting opportunity for YSAT Australia and our volunteers. So put the date in your diaries now, Saturday the 23rd of November, for the next YSAT Australia social get-together, and we look forward to your attendance on the day, and the social chit-chat and interaction that occurs on the day. And as always, there will be a complimentary barbecue and free soft drinks on the day as well for all attending. This has been David, VK5LSB, on behalf of YSAT Australian Committee, saying thank you for listening, and looking forward to volunteering alongside you all at the next event. Cheers, and all stay safe, 73.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. Recently, our group has been thinking about how we may be able to help if a major emergency event occurs. To this end, we have been talking with our local SES operational support group. This group is basically a specialist communications group with the sole purpose of providing radio support for the people on the ground in an emergency. They are very keen to recruit new members with some radio skills, and last Friday evening their group leader attended our October activity night and gave us an insight into what they are all about and how they approach an emergency situation. Although we as a group will not be progressing our involvement as a club, there may be one or two individual members who feel that they could contribute. We already have three or four members who are members of the SES Operational Support Group. As a group, our feeling is that with our extensive experience with providing communication to numerous car rallies and the legend of the Lakes Hill Climb, as well as Generation Gin Jazz, etc., that we are already well placed should the need for quick setup portable operations be required. Hopefully this will not happen, but we need to be realistic about such things given that we experience quite a bit of lightning at times, and we also, unfortunately, have firebugs about. The evening provided a good insight into the workings of the Operation Support Unit and their volunteer leader has been working hard and succeeding in establishing respect and recognition from other emergency service groups such as SAPOL, the AMBOs, and both the Fire Services Organisation in the Lower South East. We thank Kimberly for taking the time to come along and talk to us. Now a bit of an update on progress with our outside broadcast hut. The operating desk has now been built and installed, but requires a bit of work to be done to get the operator's console set into it at the best angle for the operator's comfort. Working bees to continue this important work are in the pipeline. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.